It is so good to know the Lord and not just know about the Lord. And it is so good to be together in His presence. Am I alone in that? I didn't think so. I think sometimes we get confused that the Lord wants us to, in surrendering, which, show me the international sign of surrender. We think that means He's going to take our free will, our choice, and He never intended to do that, did He? And I know it's hard for ladies. I had an experience in my late 20s. We were visiting around looking for a church, and all of a sudden we opened up the hymnal and sang, and there were weird words in there. Instead of He, it was one. And instead of mankind, it was people. And my dad and I looked at each other and went, just shook our heads, because the Equal Rights Amendment had gotten a hold of our hymnal because women didn't like being called man and mankind. And then I heard it said that, okay, if women, you're upset about being called mankind, how about us men being called the bride of Christ? Silly, silly. The Bible says we're all His children, children of the Heavenly Father, right? And that takes our pride and our ego right down through the floor. There was a man in the Bible named Pharaoh. He was known for being a rebel. And just so you don't think that God Himself turned Pharaoh's heart, we've been studying in our wonderful discipleship class. I hope you all get to take it because it is awesome. But Pharaoh made a choice. And so God hardened his heart. He was a redneck. You know you're a redneck if... Where's Butch?
You come to church with your beat-up truck, and you have your hunting equipment under the seat.
And we saw a lot of stiff-necked people in the Old Testament. Even God called His people stiff-necked. But the Word of God says to humble ourselves in His sight. And I understand that now. When I was raised, we didn't raise our hands. You got looked at funny if you said amen or raised your hand. Got a look, you know, like that. But when my little one comes running up to me, and I never told her, say, I love you. Never. I just told her every day, I love you. And you're stuck with me. I've got an everlasting love for you. And you are stuck with me. And now every day she tells me, she runs up to me like this, Mom, I love you. And to me, that's worship. And I want you to just join with me in worship in reaching up to our Abba Daddy with your free will. And worship with me with this song, Almighty King. I bow my knees, I bow my heart, I bow my life before your throne. I lift my hands, I lift my eyes, I lift my voice to you in song.
Almighty King,
I surrender all of me to your full authority. To the highest royalty, Almighty King. Come, Lord, and fill us. Have your way. I give my praise.
I give my love, I give my soul, and vow to serve. I'll take your word, and I'll take your will. I'll take your name.
What's that name?
All the earth, Almighty King,
Almighty King,
we surrender all of us to your full authority,
Almighty King.
The highest royalty, Almighty King, Almighty King,
I surrender all of me to your full authority.
Say it with me.
As your word says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who chooses to put his trust in you.